Welcome back to the Series 7 podcast. Today we are going to share a quiz with you that corresponds with an audio lesson from the full series of audio lessons for the Series 7 Top-Off Study Guide, Audio Lessons for the New Series 7 exam. The full series of audio lessons that correspond to these quizzes is available at series7podcast.com. That's series with the number 7podcast.com. This quiz consists of questions which are answered in Lesson 53 of the Series 7 Top-Off Study Guide, Audio Lessons for the New Series 7 Exam. This is a quiz for Options Part 4. Question 1. It is a strategy of buying a put and a call with the same expiration date and the same strike price on the same company. A. A combination, B, a protective put, C, a spread, or D, a straddle? And the answer is D, it's a straddle. Question 2. The last trading day of an option is A, the date of the option's expiration, B, the date of the option's expiration minus 2 business days, C, the last business day of the expiration month, or D, the last trade day before the expiration date? And the answer is D, the last trade date before the expiration date. Question 3. Options expire on blank. A, the first Friday of the expiration month. B, the second Friday of the expiration month. C, the third Friday of the expiration month, or D, the last Friday of the expiration month? And the answer is C, the third Friday of the expiration month. Question 4. It is a type of straddle wherein you sell the straddle. A, a butterfly straddle. B, a condor straddle. C, a long straddle, or D, a short straddle? And the answer is D, a short straddle. Question 5. The cost of a straddle is equal to blank. A, the price determined by the seller of the straddle. B, the strike price divided by the beta. C, the sum of the intrinsic values of the call option and the put option. Or D, the sum of the premiums of the call option and the put option. And the answer is D, the sum of the premiums of the call option and the put option. Question 6. The risk in a long straddle is blank. A, the break-even on the downside. B, the difference between the premiums of the call option and the put option. C, the premium of either the call option or the put option, whichever is higher. Or D, the total premium you paid for both the options included in the straddle? And the answer is D, the total premium you paid for both of the options included in the straddle. Question 7. The profit in a short straddle is blank. A, limited to the downside of the total price of the stock minus the premium you collect. B, limited to the premium you collect. C, limited to the upside by the total price of the stock plus the premium you collect. Or D, unlimited to the movement of the price of the stock. And the answer is B, limited to the premium you collect. Question 8. The break-even for a short straddle is the same as the break-even for a long straddle, A, true, B, false. And the answer is A, true. Question 9. In long straddles, the break-even on the upside is where? A, the new stock price rises above the initial stock price plus the premium of the call option. B, the new stock price rises above the initial stock price plus the total premium of the call and put option. C, The strike price rises above the initial stock price plus the premium of the call option. Or D, the price of the stock rises above the strike price enough to cover the premiums paid for the put and call option. And the answer is D. The price of the stock rises above the strike price enough to cover the premiums paid for the put and call options. Question 10. In long straddles, the break-even on the downside is where? A. The new stock price falls below the initial stock price minus the premium of the put option. B. The new stock price rises above the initial stock price plus the total premium of the call and put options. C. The price of the stock falls below the strike price enough to cover the premiums paid for the put and call options. Or D. The strike price rises above the initial stock price plus the total premium of the call option and put option. And the answer is C. The price of the stock falls below the strike price enough to cover the premiums paid for the put and call options. Question 11. In a long straddle, you make a profit as long as the stock moved outside the break-even on the upside and the break-even on the downside. A, true. B, false. And the answer is A, true. Question 12. In a short straddle, you lose money when the stock stays within the break-even on the upside and the break-even on the downside. A, true. B, false. And the answer is B, false. In a short straddle, you lose money when the stock moved outside the break-even points. If it stays within the break-even points, you make a profit by collecting the premium. Question 13. If you're looking to buy a straddle, you're looking for volatility. If you're looking to sell a short straddle, you're looking for stability. A, true. B, false. And the answer is A, true. Question 14. In theory, a stock with a high beta should have lower option prices than a stock with a low beta. A, true. B, false. And the answer is B, false. Question 15. A stock price is $35. The strike price is $30. The call premium is $5.50. And the put premium is $1. What is the break-even on the upside? A, $34.50. B, $36.50. C, $39.50. Or D, $40.50. And the answer is B, $36.50. The break-even on the upside is equal to the strike price plus the total premium. The strike price is $30. The premium is $5.50 plus $1, equaling a total of $36.50. Question 16. A stock price is $80. The strike price is $78. The call premium is $5. And the put premium is $3. What is the break-even on the downside? A, $70. B, $72. C, $73. Or D, $77. And the answer is A, $70. The break-even on the downside is equal to the strike price minus the total premium. So the strike price was $78 and the total premium was $5 plus $3. So it's $78 minus $8 or $70. Question 17. A stock has a price of $65. The beta is 0.89. The strike price is $63. The call premium is $3, and the put premium is $2. assuming the stock moves with its beta, the market must go up to blank to break even on this option. A, 3%, B, 3.37%, C, 4.62%, D, 5.19%. And the answer is D, 5.19%. Question 18. A stock has a price of $15. The beta is 1.7. The strike price is $14. The call premium is $2. And the put premium is $1.50. Assuming the stock moves with its beta, the market must go down to blank to break even on this option. A, 4.5%. B, 14.71%. C, 17.65%. Or D, 30%. And the answer is C, 17.65%. Question 19. You bought a long straddle. The stock price is $55, while the strike price is $53. The call premium is $4.75, while the put premium is $2. If the stock went up to $58, which of the following is true? A, you would gain profit by collecting the premium. B, you would gain profit by exercising your call option. C, you would gain profit by exercising your put option. Or D, you would not gain profit because the option is not above the break-even point. And the answer is D, you would not gain a profit because the option is not above the break-even point. Final question, question 20. You sold a short straddle. The stock price is $16, while the strike price is $15. The call premium is $1.60, while the put premium is $1.50. If the stock went down to $10, what will your gain or loss be? And the answer is you would lose $1.90 if the put option is exercised. Thank you for listening. I hope you did well. If you need to review this topic, please re-listen to the lesson from the full series of audio lessons, which is available at series7podcast.com. And that's series with the number 7podcast.com. All quizzes and content are copyrighted by Franz Amason. All rights are reserved. No duplication may take place without the express written permission of Franz Amason. Best of luck in your studies.